This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Floods in Oklahoma and Texas have claimed at least 13 lives. At least 11 people are missing. Hundreds, if not thousands, of homes were damaged or destroyed. Authorities in central Texas are facing questions about whether enough was done to alert people in the path of rising waters. It's also a day many property owners are checking their insurance. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Wimberley is a vacation town in between San Antonio and Austin, situated on a river that rose 40 feet. The flood washed away hundreds of homes and businesses. Kathy Mormon heads the Wimberley Valley Chamber of Commerce.
There are many people that lived along the river that did not have insurance.
Some say it's too pricey, but Tom Baker, who teaches insurance law at the University of Pennsylvania, says flood insurance has historically been too cheap.
It hasn't reflected the real risk that people face.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency underwrites flood insurance. By the end of last year, FEMA's fund was $23 billion in the red. So premiums have gone up.
Everyone is paying a great deal of attention to the affordability issue.
Howard Kunruther is on a government panel studying that issue. It could take another 2 years, he says, before there's a solution. In Wimberley, meanwhile, Kathy Mormon says private groups and volunteers have offered lots of help.
This community is going to band together and do remarkable things.
I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.
Also in a few hours, the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration will announce its forecast for the Atlantic hurricane season. Federal emergency management officials will be there as well. The hurricane season, as the feds define it, begins Monday, June 1st.